You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 3 new locally acquired cases of coronavirus, with 2 emerging from the Berala cluster and another from the Northern Beaches. Of the 3 cases, all were close contacts of existing cases. But health officials warned the 3 people were not in isolation for the entirety of their infectious periods. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says residents should regularly expect venue alerts for cases that have already been recorded.
So we have recently identified some cases that were previously not recognised as close contacts. We have recognised them as close contacts, but they were in the community infectious for a period of time. People do their best in giving us a history of who attended their house or who they had contact with. There are always times where that fails.
New South Wales Health has clarified that the failure occurs when people are identified as close contacts only later in contact tracing interviews. This comes as the lockdown in the Northern Beaches is lifted, providing much needed respite to over 70,000 residents in isolation since December 19th. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says New South Wales is still on high alert.
We remain on high alert, but New South Wales is doing well. But we are in a stage where we're mopping up. There are still remnants of the disease in the community. Obviously, most people now that we're reporting on are already in isolation, but we can't be complacent. There are additional venues which the health experts have loaded up for us, which we should all be conscious of. And all of us remain in a state of just being absolutely careful every time we leave the house, assuming that we or the people we're interacting with have the disease.
Queensland has recorded 0 new cases as Greater Brisbane remains in lockdown until Monday. The state has been on high alert after a cleaner at one of Brisbane's quarantine hotels was initially diagnosed with the new British virus variant. While residents have been complying with lockdown rules, new hotspots and venues have been alerted on the Sunshine Coast. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is urging all residents to be cautious and get tested.
And I urge anyone to look at that website and go back and have a think about whether or not you have been there. And if you are uncertain during those times, go and get tested. It's the safest thing to do for everyone.
Victoria has recorded 4 days of no community transmission. After a snap border closure for all residents of Greater Brisbane, Victorians stuck in the red zone will now be allowed to re-enter the state and self-isolate in their homes. Victorian residents stuck in New South Wales since the new year are still waiting for updates on movements. In Western Australia, a crew member aboard a bulk carrier ship attempted to escape quarantine by swimming to shore. Crew members are not permitted ashore according to WA COVID-19 rules. The 37-year-old has tested negative for the virus but has been charged for failing to comply with COVID rules. Federal Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has said Australia is regularly updating its COVID-19 rules to ensure residents are safe.
The measures we are doing to increase and improve our containment measures in relation to hotel quarantine, in relation to people coming from overseas, so the pre-flight testing, the testing of air crew, wearing of masks on all planes, both internationally and domestically. These are just extra rings of containment so that we can make sure that we are remaining one of the safest countries in the world in terms of COVID-19.
Australia can expect to receive Pfizer vaccines and large supplies of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Approval for use may come in February, with priority given to all workers at quarantine facilities, healthcare teams, and older and immunocompromised citizens. Mr. Kelly says the public will receive the AstraZeneca vaccine this year.
There is a limited supply that we'll be getting of the Pfizer vaccine, whereas for the AstraZeneca vaccine, it's being made in CSL right now in Melbourne. And it's well advanced, so we'll be getting large supplies of the AstraZeneca vaccine. So that is the one we will have available for most people during this year.
Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly hopes that once vaccination levels are high enough across Australia, COVID-19 restrictions will be eased. The government will roll out a $24 million advertising campaign targeting young women, migrants and Indigenous Australians in coming weeks. Research has revealed that these groups are most likely to hold concerns about the vaccine's safety. Professor Kelly says he hopes the advertising campaign will reach these groups.
It's very important that everyone gets the message in an appropriate language, in their own language, and We know that there are some parts of the community who are more hesitant about vaccines. We need to definitely address them directly. The more people that can be vaccinated, the better.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.